What's up?
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's Good Vibes, and we're back. Oh, it feels great to be back. Oh, my goodness. The last time y'all heard me, it was in May, and now I have a co-host with me. You want to introduce yourself?
Well,
my
name is Alexis Alfred, and I hail all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Did I sound like a pageant?
You
like,
do.
Like, you like, need to get out.
Oh, my God. But not for real. My name is Lex. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Woo-hoo. Hey, what's up? It is Good Vibes, and we're back.
Yay!
Oh, today is what? October 7th, and it's 8:01, and for the next hour or so, I hope to give you guys good vibes, along with some good conversations, some juicy topics, and of course, good music. So of course, I can start my show with what gave you good vibes today. So give me, you know, your answer. What gave you good vibes today, Alexis?
OMG, good vibes. In the car ride over here, I was listening to some really old school music. I was listening to the Spinners, and I just had like a great time in the car. Like, I just really don't know. That's what gave me good vibes.
Yes.
What about you?
I guess just knowing that Good Vibes is gonna be back tonight, that just had me, you know, happy all day. Good vibes, good vibes.
There it went.
What about your day? How was your day?
Well, as you know, that we had to go to Congress and listen to them talk about.
Should I put some music in the background?
Sure.
Okay. I hope it's not too loud, y'all.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway,
so yeah, we have to talk about aviation and the drones. How man,
blah, blah, blah.
I was like, really
sad.
Emoji. Oh my God. I was trying so hard not to fall asleep until they started
getting into me. But I'm like, but he was like, what's today's date? He was like, October 7th. He was like, what date does it say right here? He was like, sorry, September 30th. He was like, oh, okay.
He said, you said in December of last year, you would have this done by September, and it's been January,
right.
February, March. He literally went through the whole calendar, and it was
really
so funny.
Congress people are funny.
Yeah, no, Congress people are boring. But nah, the moment you guys have been waiting for, the question of the hour. Okay, so we have a juicy question of the hour, right? It is, when did you realize you were crazy? Like, y'all know, ladies, guys, even in a relationship, y'all know we all turn crazy, psycho, at least once, right?
At least once.
We all turn crazy and psycho. When did you have to step back, like, hold up? What am I becoming?
A monster.
Wait, what? So, y'all, all right, you can call in at 619-638-8432. You can let us know, when did you realize that you were crazy? So I'm gonna go to some music and be right back.
Well, we can go all around the world, baby. Shit, we can even go to the stars if you like.
I know it's scary, 'cause someone always get hurt when you carry. And I felt that way too.
Let it burn.
right, we're back. It's good vibes. And the question of the hour right now is, when did you realize you were crazy? So, Alexis, you want to go first? You want to tell them, you know, when you realize, like, hold up, I just, you know, might be a little psycho right now.
I just feel like it's just so many times. And granted, it's like, I'm not crazy anymore. Thank you, Jesus.
You lie, you lie, you lie.
No, I swear I'm not crazy anymore. But, like, I feel like in one instance of my life, like, I felt like I woke up crazy. And it was just like, I didn't wake up one day thinking, like, yeah, I'm just crazy today. It was like, no, the guy I was with at the time was literally making me psycho. I'm trying to think about the best time when I was, like, the worst.
Like, when you realize, like, okay,
then I'm crazy.
Calm down. What's going on?
I feel like I never really realized that till after the fact. Like,
when was it? When did you
Okay, after the fact. Okay, so me and him broke up because he just was not honest. He was like a cheater and everything. And I still stayed with him for the longest time. And then after we had like a subbing match outside and caused a scene.
Okay,
let's take all this detail. So junior year, I was dating a guy and I wanted him to come over to my room and talk with me for a little bit about something. Granted, he never really had a phone or anything like that. Don't look at me like that. So he said that he came to my room. I didn't believe him because I was there the whole time. I walked outside, saw him go into one of his frat brother's rooms. And then I saw, like, the campus, like, harlot walk in after. So I was like, something's got to be going on. So I walk up there. The frat brother answers the door. I'm like, hey, go get such and such for me. I don't even know if he's here. I said, stop lying. See, don't be trying to lie to me. See, I'm getting upset now, but don't lie. And then he went to the door. Guy came out like, what you doing? Like,
the guy you was dating?
The guy was saying, what you doing here? Like, I came over to your room from there. I'm not talking to you right now. So right then, I think at that moment, I think maybe I should leave. But then, like, the crazy you be kicked in. Because I was like, wait, what? And then he said, if you're not going to leave, I'm going to make you leave. I'm thicker than the guy I was dating. So he tried to pull me out of the room. I pushed his little small skinny self back into the room very gently. And the girl, the campus harlot, came out and was like, Lex, what's going on? First off, we are not friends. You do not call me Lex. My name is Alexis. So I, like, charged her. And then the RA come in. Everybody snatched me.
You kill me.
Snatched me off of her, this, that, and the third. And I think when I went to my room, I realized I was crazy.
Dang, bruh.
Crazy.
Dang. But then, it's a lot that's going on right now, like in entertainment and even a whole bunch of news going on as far as like football players and their wives. All that has broke out today. Of like revolving around a crazy person and not just females.
No.
Like you heard about, what is his name? Mark. He's Nick. Okay, so the Knicks coach, Derek Fisher, right? He is allegedly dating the ex-wife of Matt Barnes. So Matt Barnes, he allegedly drove 95 miles to the ex-wife's house where Derek Fisher was to beat him up. 95 miles?
Yes, sir.
95. Do you know how mad you have to be to drive 95 whole miles?
You gotta be mad. But then that brings me to another story. Like, really? Okay, so the same guy, before this last incident, we had another incident. And he left his little stupid iPod in my room because, granny, he didn't have a phone. Don't look at me like that. I definitely went through it. He gave me reasons to go through. So I go through it. I see text messages from this one girl that wanted to be my friend so bad, talking about on Valentine's Day, mind you. So past Valentine's Day, talking about this breakup with her yet. He's talking about me. He's like, no, not yet. No, she's just so delicate. I don't want to hurt her feelings. Blah, 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 blah. Mind you, we just went out to dinner and I'm your whole girlfriend, but it's okay. So I read those messages literally. You know how it feels to like have your heart. You'll be like, what? You give this person your everything. You just don't know what happened. So I didn't have a car at the time. Mm. I'll call my friend that did have a car. Granted, he lives like 5 minutes away from campus, maybe 10. So I'm like, yo, take me to Dude House now. It's like 11 o'clock at night or whatever. I'm like, take me there now. I walk outside angry, mad. I go find her. She's like, what's going on? I tell her. She's like, no, I'm not taking you. So I storm back up to my room. Everybody's trying to calm me down. I'm standing on top of my chair swinging my fist at my friends because I'm so angry because they're not letting me out the room. Because all I want to do is run up to his house, kick in his door, and fight him. And I'm just
like, why you gotta fight niggas though? Like, what do you mean?
Because they need it. It's just like they just deserve. And I was just like, you don't know how bad my feelings are hurt because of what you just did. Like, you just do not understand. And I fought one of my guy friends to get through. I punched him in the face, jumped over my bed. I'm sorry, Molly. And fought him. And then it's just like, they were like, you could really get the police called on you. It was like, take me to the pen. I don't care. But that's how I knew I was crazy.
Ain't no guy. I'm sorry. You're not worth it for me to go to jail. Like, that's crazy.
I know. Not now, though. I ain't going to jail for nobody now. But at that time, that 11th grade, I just did not understand. And it's just like, you know, you got to learn some stuff.
Yeah, true. That's true. Should I tell mine now? Or should I go to another break?
Go to another break. And then you're going to, I feel like they were probably like, this girl is crazy. Yeah, take one crazy.
Oh, you need to take a break after this one. All right, bet. All right. We'll be right back, guys.
You must be my soul sister.
Yeah, for me, all right, so I was talking to this guy, and he had went to Miami for something, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't really talk to him while he was in Miami, and that didn't really make me feel no type of way. I just, you know, had it in the back of my mind. We was not talking, he on vacation, okay, blah, blah, whatever. So then, you know, I go to sleep one night, have a dream, boom. We chilling, and I'm, like, looking, like, on his phone with him, but he's, like, allowing me to look at his phone. And he's on Snapchat, and he's watching somebody's story. He just, like, allowing me to look at it. It wasn't nothing, you know, crazy.
You weren't, like, looking over the shoulder.
No, he was, like, we were just watching his story together, whatever. Mm-hmm. He clicked on this girl's story. It was, you know, she was very pretty. She was a really beautiful girl, and she had on this blue dress, and that's all I could remember was her head on this blue dress, right? Oh. She was, like, bomb. Like, the girl was all that, right? I'm not, you know,
just
not hating. Yeah. So, okay, cool, whatever. I wake up and I get on Instagram and I go in my following page, right? Girl, I saw that the guy I'm talking to had followed this person. So I'm like, I never see him in my following. Okay, boom. I click on it. I click on the person he followed. The first picture on this girl's profile is the same girl that was in the dream. In the blue dress.
That's really weird, though.
Yeah.
That's like,
when I tell you, it was like a deja vu, hold up, wait. Because when I woke up, I totally forgot about the dream. So I'm like, hold up, like, that's crazy. Like, I'm crazy. And then it just, like, had me going through all types of emotions. Like, is he cheating on me? Is he talking to this girl? Is this a sign from God that he's cheating
right.
on me with this girl? I don't want to be crazy. I really don't. I don't, because it really, like, it had me going crazy. Then you be mad, and he, like, was wrong. It's like, I had a dream about you.
Oh,
you're
my
crazy.
God.
You mean,
or,
like, that's crazy.
Oh,
me.
My God. Or, like, your guy have a dream about you talking to somebody. And he's like, I don't even talk to them like that. You be like, why are you mad?
Exactly. But then it's like, you can't ignore those type of signs, in my opinion. Because it's like, that you don't just have no everyday dreams about the guy
right.
talking to a girl, and then you don't just wake up the next morning, get on Instagram and see the same girl that he just followed.
Maybe
nah.
From your dreams.
Yeah, nah. And me, that had my mind, like, on some next, but I swear, it had me going crazy for a good, like, week. Like, I was just like, wow. Wow. Like, this is crazy. I'm crazy. So call in, tell us what's your story. What makes you crazy? Guys too, call in guys too. 619,
crazy too.
Right, we're all crazy too. 619-638-8432. So of course I posted this question on my Twitter. And let me tell you about the responses I got.
Okay.
Y'all are funny. Let me just tell y'all. Y'all are really funny. Okay, so one person, he was like, so I'm like, not saying crazy is something good to be, but when did you realize you were crazy? And he was like, when I made her put in her passwords to check all of her social media in my...
Would you put in your password, though? Question of the hour, number two. Guys, I swear, guys, we trying to sleep your password out of you. You be like, hold on, partner. Like, we trading? Because I'm just confused.
No, that's, like, really true. Like, then you be the one that got all your stuff all out. And then,
oh, my gosh.
Out here, babe.
Everybody
knew. Right. Yeah, but anyway, back to him, like, would you give a guy your social media password?
Oh, I just gave my boyfriend my password yesterday because I was like, man, you need to watch my Snapchat. I could live a life. But I just feel like it's nothing. Definitely, if you don't have anything to hide, I'm not really.
Yeah,
I'm not really so much against, like, giving you stuff. Like, you
okay.
know, my password.
No, yeah, I get it. Well, then a better question is, would you be like, Put your password, like, give
nah.
your boyfriend your phone and be like, put your password in right now. I want to see your Twitter DMs. I want to see your Snap DMs right now. Like, I want to.
I personally wouldn't, because I just feel like when you do stuff like that, you really have a reason behind doing it. Like, I don't have a reason to, like, get his Instagram password or be all on his Facebook and stuff like that. If anything, I call him and be like, why you like that girl picture? If I'm going to be any type of crazy.
Oh, no. Nah. Oh, look, we got a call.
Woo!
Okay. So, hold on. Caller, what's good? Hello? You're online.
Hello? Hi, Hi, can you hear me? Okay, this is Michaela, Alexis' sister. You know, I'm calling in to support. Hey, sister!
Well, tell us.
Basically.
I already know.
Oh, right. You know everything. You know, you crazy when you sneak in to watch what your nigga doing. You know what I'm saying? It's been times I got to lay in the car to make sure ain't nothing sassy ain't going on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was just calling to support my sister.
Aw. Well, thanks, girlfriend.
You're welcome, and it's a good topic, so I hope more people call in because we all been crazy once in our lifetime.
Yes, girl. Shout out to you.
Yes, honey.
University of Toledo in Ohio. Woo woo.
Woo woo. Woo woo. All right, bye.
More people call in. 619-638-8432. Tell us what's up. Tell us hi if you don't want to answer the question of the hour. But, what were we going to talk about? Social media?
Yes. Yeah, so would you ask your boyfriend for the best?
No, seriously, no. I believe that, too. Like, if you don't have no reason, then ain't no question.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ready to look through your phone. I'm not ready to do none of that. But then, you know what really gets me? The question, when people be like, you going, like, if you go looking for something, you going to find something?
No,
nothing should be there.
Exactly. That's why I'm just not going to go look. Exactly. Because if that's the moral, if you look for something going to pop up, okay, I'm just not going to look because nothing going to pop up.
Right.
Unless you give me reason to be super crazy in the bushes. Like, for real, because I feel like I've been there too. I might have. Like, I really think. But, like, super crazy in the bushes, like, what the heck is going on? Got to snatch people up out of where they at.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, ooh, I have a story like that too, but I ain't gonna know. But for real, like, don't give me no reason to be crazy.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, no, I don't have no reason to look for your stuff, but there should not be anything in your stuff anyway. So, I don't know. Then somebody else, when I asked them a question, she was like, when I got my ex's messages sent to my phone.
Oh, sweet Jesus. People do that.
You know my reply? What? I was like, how? Sorry.
But no, people really do that. I mean,
but that's
like
crazy.
That's
really an option.
You could do like iMessage.
Yeah, that's what she said. I was like, no, really, how do you do it? And she was like, the send and receive thing. Sorry if I'm giving away tips. But she said the send and receive for iMessage. So if you put like your email address or your phone number in somebody else's text message receive thing, then all your messages go to their phone too. So, I mean, all of his messages will go to your phone as well as his phone. So, he wouldn't even know.
He wouldn't even know. And then he come back from wherever he at because, you know, you getting all his text messages while he out and then you just mad. Because don't set your, for real, if you got to go through all this for your dude, this not your dude.
Right.
L-I-G, you feel better. You don't shut out. You lose weight. Let it go. You losing weight, you'll lose weight, you'll get better sleep.
Some people will gain weight because we all have seen them.
Right. But you want to look healthy and whatnot and stuff. And dealing with somebody that's an everybody guy ain't going to make you life easy.
But speaking of that, did you hear about the NFL player Victor Cruz, his fiance right now, Alana Watley, I hope I pronounced that right, she sent out a mass text to all of Victor's side chicks to let them know the deal. What you mean? What do you mean? Like, what is a mass text to side chicks want to do but make you look stupid? I wish a mass text to all the side chicks just makes you look like you don't care about yourself. Like, why can't you have the amount of respect for yourself to want to be the only person that a guy is dealing with?
Because you don't respect yourself, he don't respect you. Hence, as to why you had to send out a mass text message. Not one or two.
Exactly.
You probably had to text everybody in the phone. Baby girl number 1 through 3. That's my sister, because she'll get the joke. Because you said her boyfriend have this joke. He called her baby girl. And they went out to dinner, and he said, where baby girl at with the text? She said, so she baby girl too?
What?
She's so funny. Shout out to you. But like, baby girl wants to 72. I'm confused.
72.
Like,
but like, when is enough? Is it like, how much can you take? Like, how much can you go
the first
for?
One to be enough.
Right. I mean, when you keep that first time, it's over. It's over because that's stressful. Talking about, and then it's just like you obviously feel some type of way about him having side chicks because it's not like you have an open relationship or open marriage or whatever because you're texting them. So you're going out of your way to send this text message. Just go out of your way. It would be better for yourself.
Get up and leave.
You better take his money.
Don't even take his money. Go make your own money and make him look dumb. But of course, you know, the way this world is set up right now, it just doesn't work like that.
Nope.
Instagram, honey. I swear.
I don't want to be a
You what?
No, joking. You said Instagram money, so it was so funny.
Y'all call in and tell us when you realize it was crazy. 619-638-8432.
We'll be right back. Right back. Right back.
Guess what I did today? Those were the words I said to you. It was last May, don't know the exact day. In my head there was a ring. Then you told me that you love me more than anything in your life. So I asked you, would you do me the honor of being my wife? I will be your man, your protector, your best friend. Till my humble life is ended and time begins again.
right, guys, we are back. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. The question of the hour, sorry, is when did you realize that you were crazy? 619-638-8432. So Alexis was just telling me about, you know, the crazy girlfriend who's stalking the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you always kind of want to, like, compare. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
but, like, in undergrad and, like, sophomore year, freshman year, it was like, who did you talk to before? Because I need you to know that I'm the bad one. And, like, I would stalk the ex-girlfriend just because I woke up and I just wanted to see you. Because that's how crazy I was. It was like, I just wanted to know what was going on in her life. Like, that's how crazy you get. But definitely, like I said, you give me reason to be crazy because the guy was still talking to the girl. So,
right.
That's why I think.
I think it's soothing to when your crazy dies a little bit. Like, when you're used to being so, like, on edge and so psycho and you kind of can't, like, stop it. But then it's like, okay, you don't really have a reason to be this crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up looking dumb. Like, make me look dumb. I want to look dumb. Like, no, seriously. No, I don't want it. Because if I look, if you're going to prove me right,
right.
So, yeah, make me look dumb.
Look dumb. Let me accuse you of this, that, and third.
And you'd be like,
no.
What? Wait. Thought it was. Like, okay, I think that. Okay.
Right. The key is not to be with anybody that makes you feel that.
Exactly.
So, that's what growth is. Let's check that out. Check that out.
If you don't take anything out from today, know that you're worth it. Guys, you don't need to be crazy. You don't need to be doing all this stalker, going through bushes and walking around and trying to pretend to be. No, we don't have to do all that.
My glasses and scarves and costumes.
But I'm that friend, though. Like, if you need to, like, ride up.
But okay, that's why we're friends. Because it's just like, me too. So, yes, we know this for future references. Not as we will need them. But, yeah, like, just don't. It's not cool to be crazy. It's not cute.
At
it's
all.
Not fun. You're worth more than that.
Yeah.
Don't deal with it. You don't have
Don't do it.
Because somebody would love to be with you.
Yeah, sure will. But, let's talk a little bit about Reality TV that's going on right now. So, are you caught up with Love & Hip Hop or no?
Yes.
You caught up?
Slightly. I can watch the commercial. Like, I miss Monday, and I just feel so bad about it because I heard this is, like, the greatest thing ever. Because I really wanted to see what was going on with that Soulja Boy and that one chick with the red hair. I really want to know.
That show is so interesting to me because everybody's just lying. Like, you know, the world would really be a better place if everybody just told the truth. Like,
it wouldn't be as entertaining, though.
No.
Because we wouldn't be able to catch you up in lies and laugh at your stupidity.
If I catch you in a lie, I'm not laughing at you.
Okay. I mean, not in real life, but, you know, rest of
the day. Oh, yeah, rest of the day. Okay.
Yeah. Because they just lie.
But, so, yeah, that's Rest of TV update. With Love and Hip Hop, but what else? Black Ink, anything like that?
I heard that Sky got her boobies done.
Yeah, she got her boobies
blessing.
Yo, no, she looks really good, though.
She does?
Yeah,
good really for good. Her, because her ass black. Her
teeth
was well, yeah. Oh. Well, blessings on her. She got that money up.
What about, do you know what's like, wait, did you say you watch Black Ink? You don't? Okay, so what do you think about, like, Dutch's relationship and Caesar? Dutch and Caesar's relationship.
I just think, first off, I really don't think that she's over what Caesar did to her, that she and whatever he had going on. She's not over it. And because the episode when he went to propose to her, they hadn't been talking. You just gonna show up out of nowhere and propose, and you just gonna say, yeah? Nah, homeboy. You gonna have to do some making up, couple dinner dates, couple nails, Louis bag, something.
Couple
to win, get slide on back in.
Right.
But she was just, like, so over the top, and I was just really confused because I thought she didn't want anything to do with him. And I think that, first off, what type of tattoo empire are you going to have in North Carolina?
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, I feel for her, you know, like, wanting to live your dream, wanting to be in the South, wanting to be with your family. That's all, you know, good and stuff. But I don't know.
I think it's really a sticky situation, honestly. Like, I'm just like, why don't you just visit, like, for long?
But why can't he
time?
Just visit where he is?
Yeah, that's true. But it's just,
I mean,
kind of,
I feel like
about,
they both, like, they don't have to just move somewhere. Like you say, they don't have to move somewhere. They can visit each other. They can have houses at both places.
Yes.
You know, they can do Christmas 1 year here, and then Christmas another year there. Like, you know, we got to compromise. I don't know.
Compromise. Woo! That's it. But their relationship, I pray for them.
Boom.
Yeah,
that's all you need. Anyway, enough of this ratchet. I feel like we're talking your head off. So what else say? Oh, a praise report. Okay. So we can introduce a new segment called Praise Reports, where whether I or Alexis or anybody who wants to call in, tell us, you know, something that you want to praise the Lord about. Praise him. Yes.
Nice.
Praise him.
Praise him.
So yesterday I got into a car accident.
Ooh, but
it was not my fault. The guy straight came, got me from the back, boom. That's my whole trunk and my bumper up. It's all good. I'm all good. But like, if you think about it, and the car accident could really go so bad.
So bad.
And then I just, you know, drove off, got home safely, went to sleep, woke up. You know, like, it was just with me, guys.
That's that favor. Don't get me started.
But it's getting down to the last 15 minutes of the show. If you still want to call in and tell us when you realized you were crazy, you are more than welcome to do so. 619-638-8432. Remember, guys and ladies, both guys and ladies are welcome to call in and tell us.
Because dudes are crazy.
Dudes, yeah. We all know what crazy
guys. I was about to say, yeah, all.
We all know what crazy guys. But we'll be right back.
My rain. Sometimes I swear I hear you call my name.
I swear.
right, we are back for the last 10 minutes of Good Vibes. You know, y'all gotta get prepared for Empire.
Yes, sir.
That comes on at 9, so we don't want to hold you guys too much longer. But, of course, I have a health tip, and we're going to introduce Alexis Inspiration
Woo!
Of the week. So, you can start.
Okay. So, just to tie in basically what we've been talking about being crazy and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, follow me on Twitter. our audience, I guess. Two underscores, because this is where I really tweet all of like everything that comes to my mind that could be inspirational. So I tweeted a little while ago that says not something along the lines, but dealing with relationships where people just continue to treat you bad, like they don't bang with you like that. Basically, that's
right.
Basically what you're telling me, because your actions aren't proving it. And either way it goes, you got to move on.
Exactly.
So it's better to do it and not to be bitter and just go ahead and realize that person's influence in your life is not positive. And we only want positive vibes. We only want good vibes,
yeah,
that to flourish in our lives. So therefore, you got to remove some people. So if that's the bae that keeps cheating on you and you got to be secret squirrel, or if that's the best friend that just don't act right, and you just got to let them go, because everybody's not going to make it to the top with you. And you can possibly love them from a distance. So just keep that in mind, because you don't want to live an unhappy day on this earth, because you never know when it's going to be your last day. So you're trying to live it. You're trying to be positive. So take that going forward. Some relationships aren't forever, and that's okay.
Yes, I love it. I love that. Yay, one time for the one time.
Clap.
So, of course, it's hop day.
Hop day, hop. Oh, God. You and Anika on me.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so my health tip is, don't be an island. So this really has nothing to do with what we talked about today, but it kind of has a lot to do with what's been going on in my life personally. Me and Alexis both, we started the same grad program, and that's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
So we're both in a master's program at American University. And for me, it's just been really, like, stressful a lot. And it's been weighing on me a lot, especially with anxiety and a little bit depression, but, you know, I'm good. But the health tip of today is that don't be an island. You can't do life alone. A lot of people say you come in on this earth alone, but you don't. You don't. You don't come alone, and you don't leave alone. Like, you don't have to be alone. You do not have to live life by yourself. If you're dealing with a problem, you do not have to confine to yourself and feel like you have to hold it in and feel like you have to just live in misery because you feel like you don't have no one to talk to. No, like, you have plenty of people to talk to, whether you can write it down and talk to God if you really don't have any physical person.
Yeah.
But if you do, reach out to your friends, reach out to your family, reach out to anybody who loves you, because you might not think people care about your problems, but when people know you're hurting, people want to help you. People really do care, and people really do want to, you know, make you feel better. So don't be an island. Don't, like, forget to reach out to your friends. Don't forget to, like, you know, some people are the ones who are the person that they but they don't allow themselves to reach out to other people.
Oh,
so don't be, you know, just, I mean, it's okay. It's okay to be selfish. So don't just be one-sided with relationships. Expect people to, you know, help you and support you too and love you too. So don't be an island. And yeah, okay.
Oh, my
so
God. Can I add something?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I just literally had this conversation last night. So some people feel that opening up to people shows signs of weakness.
Right.
I told this person, I'm like, first off, your words are way more powerful than what you think.
Exactly.
The fact that you're saying weakness indicates that you feel like there's something in you that's not good enough.
Right.
First off, we need to change that word. It's not considered weakness. It's considered areas of improvement in
exactly.
which you can improve. So you feel whatever you're feeling about being quote-unquote weak, whether it's you're not at the weight you want to be, or you don't act the way you want to, or you don't look the way you want to, don't consider those as being weak. Don't consider yourself as being weak, because you're subconsciously feeding to yourself that you are a weak person,
exactly.
and that's what you're not. So think of it as areas of improvement, and take daily steps to improve that. Like, so basically, you don't like your weight. Okay, cool. It's not the end of the world. Get up. Do 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
And I
love that.
Like, you can't soak in your own misery. You have to, like, literally you think your life. You can't sit here and have a mindset, okay, I'm weak, I'm not going, you know, I'm just going to be fat forever, or whatever the problem is. Like, you can't have that mindset. You have to be like, no, this is going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to get here. I'm going to make this amount of money. I'm going to do all this. Because you have to claim it.
Claim
your happiness. Claim your good vibe. Claim your good energy. Claim what you want. Claim everything you deserve, because you deserve it and you're enough. And, yeah. Maybe we should just end it there.
Yeah,
how can we stop that? So,
drop the mic.
I really appreciate everybody who called in. Well, everybody who's listening, everybody who participated, who told me their answers to my social media. You guys, it's so great. Tune in next week, Wednesdays, 8 to 9 p.m.
Yay!
Hey, us. Good vibes. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you next week.